Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Carol Horning, who's working to bring a 9/11 exhibit to Washington.
You are spearheading an effort to have a special exhibit come to Washington County during the fair. Can you explain what this memorial is?
Sure. I am spearheading an exhibit, and I am so excited about it. The Fair Board gave us the opportunity to go to Las Vegas this fall to an International Fair Board convention, and they have a trade show out there, and I came across a traveling 9/11 museum exhibit, and I thought it would be a perfect thing for the Washington County Fair.
And you spoke at the recent Washington City Council meeting, and you asked anybody in the room, raise your hand if you remember where you were when 9/11 happened. And I think every hand in the room went up.
Yeah. You know, the older people in this community do remember. Anybody that was 17 years and older remember. Maybe not 17 necessarily because it was 17 years ago, but the young people in our community don't remember this. And I think it's really important for them because it was part of our history right here to know about this. So that's part of why it's so important for me to get this here.
And can you explain what it entails if when people see it once it gets here?
What they do, there was a 103-minute timeline from when the planes hit to the towers until they first started going down. And this gives a timeline of what happened throughout that event. So it's a semi that folds down into a 1,000-square-foot museum. It is handicap accessible. And it is air conditioned, which will be a big plus in July and the fair. For those of you who have been there, you know what it's like. And so it's just an opportunity for you to see exactly what happened that day and how they dealt with it.
Sometimes the towns have a big motorcade that welcomes it into town. Have you had a chance to speak with local law enforcement about this?
Oh my goodness, yes. And I tell you what, that's one thing I love about this community. Once you start a project like this, everybody gets behind it. So the firemen are behind it, the police are behind it, the American Legion is behind this, and they are very excited about doing a motorcade to bring these guys to town.
And another question that you asked at the city council meeting was if anybody in the room knew somebody who'd gone to Afghanistan after 9/11, and you have a very personal tie. Can
yes.
you explain this?
Yes, our son served 3 years in Afghanistan after 9/11. He was an airborne paratrooper, so it's very personal to us. We lived this, too.
And he came home.
He did, and I am very grateful. And I am very grateful that he came home without a lot of major injuries. And part of what this 9/11 traveling exhibit does is the money that we raise by having them come here, 93% of it goes back to building smart homes for catastrophically injured soldiers. And I'm just very grateful that my son isn't one of those.
And you're working right now to raise the funds so that it can be coming to Washington for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
How can people donate if they want to help bring this exhibit to Washington County?
Okay. We ask you to write the checks to the Fair Board. We're running us all through the Fair Board. And in the memo in your check, put it to the 9/11 exhibit. And I'm asking that you send them to me just so that I can keep track of exactly where we're at, because the Fair Board has a lot of different entities that they run through. So I'm going to take charge of this one and run it through me and make sure that it gets where it needs to go to get these guys here.
And it costs $10,000 to bring it here.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's raised over the $10,000, what will happen with that money?
Okay, well, some of this is going to have to go towards advertising to make sure that we get the word out there to all the surrounding communities. That's one thing that's really important to me is to bring this to Washington. I want to bring people to our town to showcase our town, showcase our community, and have people come here and see what we have to offer. So there'll have to be some advertising done. And then what we go above and beyond that, we will divide up between all the fire departments in the community and then send a little bit of it back with these guys for these smart homes.
And how many smart homes have they built so far?
Okay, so far they've built 51 smart homes. They're on track to build 18 more this year. And if you ever get an opportunity to go online and check this out, it is a real tearjerker to watch these men get these homes dedicated to them.
And for somebody who might not be familiar with what a smart home is, they're homes that are really interactive and easy,
yes.
easily accessible.
Yes, most of these people that are getting these smart homes have lost their limbs and are wheelchair bound. And so these smart homes, they've made toilets that they can use. Everything in their home is something that they can function in.
So it gives them independence.
Absolutely. And they deserve it for what they've done for our country.
And who do you hope to see go through the exhibit once it's here?
Everybody. Everybody in this county. Everybody in the surrounding counties. I really am looking forward to the kids, especially getting some history out of this. This is really important for me for the youth. I think it's just a wonderful history lesson that's going to be right here for them. You know, not everybody can go to New York, but I can bring New York here.
So. And it's interesting to think that our high school students, the senior class that's graduating, they don't remember where they were when it happened.
No,
No. They were too young.
Yeah. So I'd like for this opportunity for them to see what this was like that day. You know, we all talk about it. It's kind of like, in my eyes, my parents talking about Pearl Harbor, you know. Right. So I just want to give these kids this opportunity and everybody else in the community to experience this.
That's been today's Washington Page with Carol Horning, speaking about a 9/11 traveling exhibit coming to Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.